Hello and welcome to Passions, Purpose, and Possibilities, Awakening Your 5D Mission with Lucia Moore. Hello, my dear, beautiful lightworkers, starseeds, earth angels, volunteers. Thank you so much for joining me once again. You are so important to what's going on in the ascension of this dear planet. Do you believe you have a mission to complete while you're here on Earth? Because I'm betting you came here with something you wanted to accomplish, and it's big and grand and just waiting to be opened up. But by living in this low vibrational dimension, you've forgotten what it was and who you really are. But as you go through this period of awakening, you rediscover your authentic self. My goal in this podcast is to help you rediscover who you really are and help you explore your own journey so you can awaken into your unique purpose and your mission in this lifetime. As a light worker, a starseed, an ascending soul, your main job is to bring light into the world. But how you do that is up to you. You may have many things to accomplish, or it just might be one main goal. Whatever it is, it's already inside of you. Our goal is to uncover it, layer by layer. We're heading into the core of your authentic self. You know you're here for a reason, but you just can't always figure out what it is. That's because of this darned amnesia that was put on us as we came into this realm. It makes it frustrating, but it also makes it a little bit exciting to go find out and then uncover these treasures that we've already put in our pathway. Our soul knows who we are, what we want to accomplish in this world. It has plans for you, but you've been asleep. And that's okay, because you were programmed that way. You weren't meant to wake up to who you really are until it was time. So since you're either looking for or stumbled on this podcast, I can assume that it is part of your soul trying to wake you up. We're all entering something new. We're stepping into unfamiliar territory. We feel a bit anxious and nervous and excited all at the same time. It's kind of like we've been walking down a dark path for many, many years, and suddenly we start seeing some light ahead. We realize what we thought was dark and dingy and dirty is actually a beautiful world now that the light is starting to shine on it. We're stepping out of the dinginess into something beautiful ahead. We may not be able to see exactly what it is yet, but it seems to be glowing and it seems to be calling us. As we continue to walk down the path, we'll begin to see more and more of what it is, what's always been there waiting for us. It's always been ours. It's our true self, our authentic self. Everything you ever wanted to do or be or have. It's just going to take a little while for our eyes that have been used to the darkness to start adjusting to more and more light. You might almost feel temporarily blinded. Don't worry, your eyes are adjusting. Every day you continue to walk down this path, you will see more and more beauty and light showing up in your life. It doesn't mean you won't ever stumble or bump into something. This is life on Earth, after all. But it won't matter so much. When you trip and fall, you just get back up, brush yourself off, and continue down the path. In the episode before the last one, we took a look at who you were as a child and what you loved about life. This was to give you clues as to who your authentic self might really be. You came into the world as this perfect little person, your original self, as I called it, because you had a better idea back then of who you really were. Taking a look at your loves and your joys back then from your current perspective could give you a better idea of who you came in the world to be. And then in our last episode, we talked about what you wanted your future to be like, We went through an exercise to imagine how your perfect world might be. We tried to make it as magical as possible because really, anything is possible. And I hope it helped you jumpstart your feelings about how you would like the world and your own life to be going forward, and help you with becoming your authentic self. I believe it's important to be able to have an idea of what you want out of life so you can head towards it. These exercises may not have given you a full picture of who you were meant to be, but I believe that they will help peel away some of the layers so you can begin to get in touch with your authentic self. If you haven't listened to those episodes yet, I highly encourage you to go back and work through both of the exercises there. I even have some worksheets, exercises, and a meditation for you to go through in order to help you go deeper into discovering these things about yourself. Please get these supplemental materials at www.awakenyourmission.com. That's awakenyourmission.com. Once you grab those, you'll also get access to all of the future worksheets, meditations, exercises, and they're all for free. It's just something I want you to have as you begin to waken up to your new 5D mission in life. So today in this podcast, I'd like to share another exercise that we did in our past Passions, Purpose, and Possibilities class. I think it will help you discover more about your desires in life. We've all had a lot of desires about the things we would like to be or do or have since we were very young, and this continues even until now. I'm sure that there are some things that you would like to see in your life right now, but can't quite envision yet. We're calling this exercise today the Be, Do, Have exercise. It may take a little bit of time to complete this exercise because you'll want to ponder these things for a day, a week, a month, maybe even more, little by little as you come up with new things. So, to begin, I would like for you to start making 3 lists, and I do already have them created for you in the supplemental materials at the website I mentioned a minute ago, awakenyourmission.com. So first, we're going to start by making a list of everything you can remember you have ever wanted to be since you were a young child. For example, when I was very young, I wanted to be a mommy. And then there was a point when I thought I'd like to be a singer. And then in high school, I really thought I'd like to be a scientist. I'm sure there were many, many more things that I thought I wanted to be in my life. And if I spent a little more time, I could probably come up with a pretty big number of things. The B column of this list is not only about the careers you thought you would like to have. It can be things like, I'd like to be rich, or I'd like to be funny, or I'd like to be someone who makes people feel happy when I'm around them. So I'd like for you to start making this list. And it doesn't matter what order you write things in. They certainly won't be in chronological order as you add new things to the list in the future. So it could be something from last year, and then something from when you were 6 years old, and then something from a decade ago. Just write things down that you remember you wanted to be. And next to the list, I'd like for you to add a second column. In this column, note when you began to have this desire. An approximate age or even a time frame would work. For example, you could put age 22 if you know that, or just put young adult if you don't remember. And then in a third column, write whether or not you accomplished this. You could write yes or no or somewhat or in progress or something like that. And then in a fourth and final column, write how you feel about that desire now. Are you pleased you accomplished it? Are you sad you never got to become that thing? Or is it something that doesn't even matter now? The second list is called Do. We're going to arrange 4 columns in the same way we did above, But this time, you're going to list everything you can think of that you wanted to do in your life. How old approximately were you when you first decided that? Did you accomplish it? Did you do that thing? And how do you feel about it now? In my own life, I had an intense desire to meet many people from around the world and get to know their cultures and their languages and even their food. Yep, I'm a bit of a foodie. I'd had this desire since I was a young teenager, maybe even earlier than that. I really wanted to be an exchange student in high school, and there was this selection process that I didn't pass because I was too shy. But later on, I began to travel and teach in many different countries, and I stayed with local families sometimes, and later on, I had many, many international students stay with me. I learned so much about different cultures and how we all tick. This intercultural exchange was a very important part of my life, and I'm wholeheartedly grateful that I was able to do all of these things. So I was sad that I couldn't be an exchange student in high school. But now it really doesn't matter. I was able to do the things I wanted a little bit later in life. I'm extremely happy that I got to travel so much and meet different people and learn about different languages and cultures. During my university years, I was invited to study abroad in Jerusalem. I was really excited and I wanted to go, but it didn't work out for me. Now, I think it would have been a great experience, but I'm not unhappy now that I couldn't go. The desire really dropped out of my life, and at this point, I just feel neutral about it. After university, I was encouraged to go into the Peace Corps, which I was really excited about, but due to life events, it never happened for me. And even after all these decades, I'm still a little sad I couldn't join. I feel like it would have changed the course of my life, but at this point, I'm okay because I think everything that has happened to me has been for a good reason. Okay, now we have one more list to create. This list is called Have. In this list, I would like for you to write down everything you can ever think of wanting to have in your life. It could be anything from a mansion to a perfect spouse to 12 children to a set of drums. Here, we also want to write down how old you were when you first came up with this idea, whether or not you got it, and how you feel about it now. And by the way, I listed the 12 children and the drum set because I wanted both of those when I was younger. I'm not super sad that I don't have 12 children. It certainly would have changed my life. But I still am a little bit sad that I don't have a drum set. But hey, my life isn't over yet. So now that you've created your lists, or at least you have begun to create your lists, you may find, first of all, a spark of an idea that may be something you need in your life right now. It's also quite fascinating to see our life's desires documented. It kind of gives us a new perspective on who we are and how we've been most of our lives. And the funny thing is, you might find out there's something that's been missing from your life lately. Or you might find out that you've left many of your desires behind as you begin moving into this new 5D paradigm. But the most important thing I want you to realize is how often you've wanted something and headed in that direction and gotten it. You're a major manifester already, and you might not even realize it. Now, in case you think we're done with the list, I have one more piece of instruction for you. I'd like for you to go through each of the things on your lists, and you may have to come back to it again and again. Go through the things on your list and ask yourself, why did I want to do or be or have these things? You'll find that you have outgrown many of these things. You'll either be pleased that you've accomplished some of them, or some of them will no longer be important to you. But some of them will stand out. You may start seeing a pattern of things in your life that will help lead you to your authentic expression of yourself. For most of your life, at least I'm assuming, you had no idea that you came from the stars or a higher dimension. Everything you were experiencing was leading you up to this time in your life. Everything gave you experiences that will help you with what you were meant to do as your soul mission. Cherish it, even as you look at some of the weird things you've wanted in the past. Everything is a clue into who you are. Also, take a look at how far you've come since you first entered this heavy realm. You see things differently now. You're not the same person you were before. You were, even a few years ago, an evolving you. And all of us have had many, many experiences, both good and bad. As you walk down this path of darkness into the light, be grateful for everything you've gone through, even the bad stuff. Acknowledge that even the bad stuff has made you understand your current life better. Just don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on the things that make you unhappy. And no, I'm not trying to put a happy sticker on it and pretend like it doesn't exist. Just remember, you see what you look at. So if you want to look at happier things, focus more on those. The dark stuff is inevitable, even needed, but you just don't have to stay there all the time, unless you want to. In our next few podcasts, we will continue to explore our own personalities as we keep pulling back the layers to reach our authentic selves. I hope these exercises have been useful for you. I highly encourage you to spend a little time feeling into your true essence. Cherish the insights you've gained. These are the guiding stars leading you towards your true purpose. Thank you so much for joining me on this sacred journey. Remember, beautiful souls, you're not alone in this cosmic voyage. We're all connected, all part of the grand, divine tapestry of existence. Until next time, keep shining your light. Farewell and blessings as you journey down this new path. You are heading towards great things.